Thank you so much. Because if you knew what my life entails, you'd realise how, you know, how much this is the best part of my day. I basically sit and wait. I've been touring around the country for ages. It's great to be home. I live in London, obviously. And I've been in hotels all the time, endless hotels. And hotels, you think they're fun, but a lot of them are quite, a lot of shit hotels. I had literally the most probably embarrassing experience I've ever had the other day when I was checking into this hotel. This woman on reception, quite cute, very cute, actually. Sort of eyelashes, seemed to be flirting with me. It's quite weird. I came in, she's like, hello. Hello. Hello, she had an accent. I don't know where she was from. She was from somewhere else. Hello. I came in with all my bags. Like, hello, are you checking in? It's always an odd question, isn't it, when you walk into a hotel for the first time with all your bags. No, I'm pole vaulting. Is this wrong? You're so funny. Can I take your name, please? Can I take your name? So, yes, it's McIntyre. McIntyre. It's Michael. Michael? Yes, Michael. Michael McIntyre. Okay. You're with us for just the one night? So, yes, just one night. I'm just with you for one night. Not with you. You know, you understand. I'm in the hotel. You're so funny. Would like newspaper in the morning. Would like newspaper? So, no, I'm fine, thank you. I'll be fine without, thank you. Would like wake up call? Would like wake up call? No, don't phone me. I'll be fine, thank you. Thank you. Then she asked me, which I suppose is a normal question because it was just me for the one night, how many keys I wanted for the room. And she went, do you want swanky? I'm sorry, what did you say? Do you want wanky? Do I want wanky? Yes, I can give you wanky if you want. Is that included in the wake-up call? Because I might actually go for that. Probably they actually give you a key anyway. I mean, keys work just fine. We all have keys. We'll go home tonight. We'll use a key to get into our home. But in all these hotels, they give you these, like, key cards, these sort of pieces of plastic that work, like, 50% of the time. You go all the way to the room, it goes from red to red, red to red, red to red. Sometimes I spend my whole stay just there, because I don't want to go back to reception. Red, 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 red. Sometimes it goes green, and then you get your bags. It's gone red again. Just let me in! Anyways, come in, have a little peruse, my new home. What's it going to be like? You know, walk around. Certain aspects of hotel rooms greatly depress me. Tea and coffee making facilities. That's a bit of a low point, isn't it? Sort of try, you know, tea and coffee making facilities with your mini kettle. It's one of the very boring moments in life when you have to take your mini kettle into the bathroom. You should never fill a kettle in a bathroom. You take it in there, you put it under the tap, right? Fill it up entirely with water. Then to get it out, you have to empty all the water and take the kettle out. You fill up the whole kettle, empty entire kettle, take kettle out. I'll go through that for like half an hour. Then I have to turn to the bath. It's a very depressing situation. And those mini milks, what is it with those little UHT milks? That's like a magic trick. It doesn't matter how many UHT milks you put into a coffee, it will never change colour. You can see the white fluid landing in the coffee and then just disappearing. What's happened? I've just used 13 mini milks, I've still got a black coffee. The liquid isn't even rising. How is that even possible? But the biscuit is really rather thrilling because it's free. I eat the biscuit as soon as I see it. I don't know why. I get so attracted to a free biscuit. Shortbread. I don't even eat shortbread at home. If I walk into a hotel and there's shortbread, yummy shortbread. Just drop the wrapper. I'm not at home now. Yeah. For opening drawers at random, empty. I check them all. There's never anything in them. Empty, 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 empty. Oh, there's a Bible next to the bed, so you can pray for an upgrade. Thanks for your help. Oh, can I just ask, while I have you all here, who at home, on their beds, by way of applause, has a duvet? Duvet people, reveal yourselves. Duvet people! This is much what I expected. Who doesn't have a duvet? One person, okay? So what I want to know is why literally in every hotel room I stay in, am I strapped into sheets? Sometimes with like a brown blanket on the top. I'm not a World War II evacuee. Give me a duvet like everybody else has. And they make the bed so tight that when you get in it, you're sort of trapped in it. Come on, move. Help me! There are people outside the door going, as soon as we get in, Mr. McIntyre, we will come to your aid. Just sit tight. Have you had enough to eat? I had the shortbread. I'm praying on the Bible. Save me, God, from these shit sheets! And the things they think you need in hotels. Oh, my God. Sewing kits. Sewing kits. Are they kidding? Who is sewing?
doing in hotel rooms? What do they think we're doing? What kind of people are they expecting to book?
I booked a nice hotel for us this weekend. Going to catch up on our tailoring, I thought. Maybe do some Bible studies, have some black coffee, sleep on the outside of the sheets. It's party night. Are you kidding? Have you ever forgotten your toothpaste in a hotel? They give you enough toothpaste for one tooth. Thanks for your generosity. That's lovely. And the bathroom. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. The more expensive hotel you stay in, literally, there will be lotions and potions and bottles for things you didn't even know existed. Bottles everywhere. The cheaper the hotel, there will be, like, one bottle that claims to be everything. Oh! The shampoo, conditioning, body wash, shaving cream, toothpaste milk. Milk?
I might try that in my coffee. You never know.
And inappropriately sized towels. These drive me crazy. You come out of the shower, and there's, like, 15 towels. They get smaller and smaller and smaller. Towels that don't go round the human body. What is the point of a towel that won't go round a human being? Sometimes I have to just use the mat. At least this fits. People tend to go for side open. That tends to be the internationally recognised solution for the short towel. Sort of leave that open. And you come out complaining to my wife, look at these towels. They didn't even go the whole way around. It's very rare to go front open. Can you believe this? They didn't even go the whole way around. Just hurry up. We're late anyway. Once, I got the sewing kit and I sewed up all the towels to make a huge towel. Yes. Look at me in my huge towel, lying on the outside of my sheets in my enormous newly sewed towel, reading Genesis, drinking black coffee, phoning reception. I think I'm ready for that wanky now, if you want to say something. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for being here tonight. I've been a bit, I'm not going to lie to you, I've been a bit stressed. This is quite a big gig and, been building up to it for a few weeks, and I was a bit stressed. And a few weeks ago, I was staying in this hotel. I said to my wife, I said, I'm a bit stressed. What are you stressed about? I'm going to people come in to see me, and they might not like me, and it's going to be really scary. And they will kill me. I'm outnumbered hugely. She said, well, why don't you go down and have a massage in the hotel? Never even occurred to me. She said, it's very relaxing. They're very beneficial. So I phoned down to the spa and I said, look, my wife says maybe I need some kind of a massage because I'm quite stressed. Oh, yes, you called the right place. Just pop your dressing gown on from the cupboard and your slippers and make your way down to the spa in the basement. Now, if I was stressed beforehand, I was certainly stressed after I had got lost and wandered into a conference in my dressing gown. Bloke sleepwalking, what a dickhead. I finally made it down to the spa. Where they're very relaxed, you know, there's all these aromatherapy oils. And they can barely speak, they're so relaxed. Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I just spoke to her earlier, because I'm quite stressed. I get even more posh when I'm stressed. I just spoke to her earlier. And my wife said to me about a massage. I don't know what you'd recommend.
I think the best thing to do if you're really feeling stressed is a full body massage.
So they take me into this little room where they have candles burning and the sounds of the waves crashing against the shore.
Aromatherapy scents filling the air. You put your head in this sort of thing.
That's not the relaxing bit. There's no one's ever had a tough day at work and come home and got a tennis racket and go, that's a lot better. I feel really relaxed.
So you're lying, you got your head in it.
Dribbling a bit.
And then what happens is a strange woman rubs oil into your body for an hour. Now, due to evolution, there are various natural reactions to this. And fighting those natural urges for an hour is, without a shadow of a doubt, the least relaxing moments of my entire life. Bear in mind, I went there to de-stress. It starts off okay. She massages your sort of back and your shoulders, then she goes down your arm and does your hands, and it's sort of all right. Then she goes to your leg, glides her hands up your leg and dangerously close to your balls, and then back. If this is one's ball, this is the kind of distance we're talking. Almost like she's filed her fingernails before him. And you're lying there going, ah! Would you like to turn over for me, Mr. McIntyre? You're going to need to give me a couple of minutes at least.
Okay.
They basically massage every part of your body except for the key area. I've never been more stressed in my life. I can barely walk at the end of it. Hi, darling, how was that? Toss me off! Don't believe it's your birthday until next month. How very rude. So she takes the piss out of me. She's like, oh, you obviously can't handle it. You can't handle and get the benefits of massage. I said, I can, but, you know, then you go to your balls and your balls are like that, and it's really difficult. She said, well, why don't you have a head, neck and shoulder massage? So I thought, okay, so I tried that, right? I thought I'd be all right, you know, that deals with this sort of area. No one's ever come up to me and gone, hi, Michael, and I've gone, I'm okay. Same sort of setup, you know, candles are burning, my head's in the thing, aromatherapy, oils filling the atmosphere, the sound of the waves crashing against the shore. She massages my neck and my shoulders, and I'm sort of feeling the benefits of massage. Then she goes down my arm and starts doing my hands again. And I'm like, oh, no, she's made a mistake. She thinks this is a full body massage. She's going to go to my legs a minute. I can't cope with that. I can't cope with that. I know I can't cope with that. So I just innocently inquired, I'm sorry, I thought you did head? I didn't realise quite how that would sound.